Reports by the ethnic Karen National Union say attacks by the Burmese military started in early July in the northern Karen state that borders Thailand. The military forces later torched the villages, forcing more than 900 people to flee into the nearby jungles. Zipora Sen, General Secretary of the Karen National Union, fears the attacks are part of a new campaign of intimidation by the military ahead of national elections scheduled for later this year.
Because since the election is closer, and then we realize that they increased their military offensive, because now not only in the Dado village, in some other areas that they send more troops, including the villages that they went through the villages and then they destroyed the villages.
On July 23, troops destroyed property, leaving 600 people displaced. Karen communities also reported a build-up of both military and pro-government militia forces near the Thai border town of Mae Sot. Analysts say the attacks may be part of the military's plan to clear the area of local communities ahead of construction of a hydroelectric power plant. Debbie Studdard, spokesperson for the Alternative ASEAN Network, says the army's campaign marks an escalation of abuses that has already led to the displacement of over 118,000 people in eastern Burma in the past 18 months.
These attacks have been ongoing for quite some time, and this sudden escalation at a time where the regime is claiming that they're going to have democracy and elections and everything is going to be better is very disturbing. It's telling us that the regime might be trying to use any goodwill over the elections as a smokescreen.
Burma's military is yet to announce the exact date for the elections, although analysts expect the vote, the first in 20 years, to be around October or November this year. But the military government is set to maintain tight control over the vote amid calls by Burmese political activists for the international community to boycott the election result. At the recently held summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Burma's government faced ongoing pressure from regional governments to ensure the planned elections were credible. It also faced calls for the release of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi from house detention. Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition National League for Democracy, or NLD, is now disbanded after it refused to participate in the elections. The NLD won elections in 1990 by a landslide, but the military refused to recognize the result, instead undertook a campaign of harassment and arrest of opposition politicians. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.